From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Soybean producers and the makers of soy food products are fighting back against draft legislation that would restrict the marketing of soy milk. In a letter to members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, the American Soybean Association took aim at Senate Bill 130, referred to as the Dairy Pride Act. The bill would prohibit the term milk from being used with soy milk or soy milk-based products under the premise that the term milk is misleading to consumers. Bitter Senate fights over President Trump's nominees, plus a backlog of FBI background investigations, are leaving departments and agencies critical to farmers and ranchers without new leadership. Even nominees who aren't particularly controversial, including Sonny Perdue, Trump's pick for Ag Secretary, are caught up in the logjam. Perdue's nomination is likely to sail through the Senate, but Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts told AgriPulse he's waiting to schedule a confirmation hearing until Perdue's FBI background check is complete, saying everything's backed up. With the Senate out of session for the week of February 20th, Perdue's hearing could easily slip until the end of the month. Well, say hello to the new members of the House Agriculture Committee. At a business meeting last week, Chairman Mike Conaway welcomed the rookies, 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats. The committee now has 46 members for the 115th Congress, 26 Republicans and 20 Democrats. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.